Order, order. Select committee report.
It was internet tycoon Kim.com who stole the show this week when he appeared before the Intelligence and Security Committee to make a submission on a bill that would widen the powers of the government spy agency, the GCSB.
I had the misfortune of experiencing what happens when surveillance powers are abused, an unlawful destruction of property, reputation and freedom. It is an injustice that I continue to fight every day. These abuses should never happen again, and that's why I'm here today to speak out against the proposed spy law.
Mr. Dotcom said the bill's expansion of spying powers was poorly timed.
Considering the scandalous leaks concerning U.S. mass surveillance of the world's population, including U.S. allies, unnecessary and unwarranted spying on citizens not only poses a threat to our basic liberties, it also damages diplomatic and trade relations, which does not enhance our security.
That was Kim.com, but former Green MP Keith Locke used his submission on the bill to voice concerns about a lack of transparency around government spy agencies.
The government just can't continue to hide behind a smoke screen that I saw in my 12 years in Parliament. Whenever something's brought up for discussion, we can't comment on that. It's a national security matter.
Mr. Locke said he was speaking from experience.
For example, when I asked Helen Clark, then John Key, how much Waihopai costs annually to run, I was told we can't tell you. It's a national security issue when clearly it's a genuine taxpayer's issue. It's part of the budget that every New Zealander pays for. Because underneath, I think, the government and the Labor government and Labor-led government and now the National government want to avoid any serious discussion about the GCSB's main asset, that is Waihopai.
Keith Locke called for a more open process around national security matters.
And I see in Britain they're now going to a situation where the intelligence security there is going to be able to interrogate the heads of the intelligence agencies. We should have a situation where there's public hearings here, and they have it in America, where the heads of the intelligence agencies are interrogated by committees like this in public view.
Former Green MP Keith Locke. And another submission came from Tech Liberty spokesman Thomas Beagle, who was also opposed to the extended power which the bill would grant the GCSB.
The Cold War is over. The last terrorist attack in New Zealand was nearly 30 years ago. We have no significant enemies. The internet provides some interesting challenges in terms of scammers and hackers, but even there, the impact is small scale. The arguments made for this bill tend to be either non-existent or censored, hiding behind the idea that we can't be trusted to know the threats that face our country, an assertion we find to be self-serving and weak.
Tech Liberty spokesman Thomas Beagle making a submission on the Government Communications and Security Bureau and related legislation amendment to the Intelligence and Security Committee. And perhaps lost in the hype over Kim.com's appearance at Parliament, there was another Select Committee meeting this week, though about something completely different. Plans for a road tunnel in Fiordland have some locals up in arms and has resulted in a petition which was presented to the Local Government and Environment Committee by its supporter, Leslie Van Gelder, who said a tunnel in Fiordland would ruin the region's tourism appeal.
Tourists come to Glenorchy and they say, we finally arrived in the real New Zealand. Now, the real New Zealand is right here. You are the real New Zealand. We're in Wellington. It's all the real New Zealand. But to a tourist, we have sold them on a particular real New Zealand. Now, I was born in Manhattan. I can tell you what it's like to have buses pile up in front of you. That's what we're offering with this tunnel.
Dr. Van Gelder said New Zealand's image was at stake.
And that clean green image is not just about our tourism industry. It impacts all of our industries. All of these things around the world, that is our reputation. That's what we stand on.
And there was a final plea to the committee.
We ask you to do what we hope government can do best, which is to help influence a decision that never should have gotten this far in the first place, but since it has, that you all help us have the voice.
Dr. Leslie Van Gelder speaking in support of a petition that calls for the scrapping of plans for a road tunnel in Fiordland. The petition is now in the hands of the Local Government and Environment Committee, which has requested further information from the Department of Conservation. I'm Rhys Lyon reporting for parliamenttoday.co.nz with funding from the Office of the Clerk.